Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more.
What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. I am so excited that you're here. And I just cannot believe that as time continues to pass, we just get to every single week sit down, you and me, one-on-one, and just connect on so many incredible levels. I just really believe that you found this podcast for a reason. I really, truly believe that you're here for a reason. And I don't just mean listening to this podcast episode. I truly mean, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that you are here for a complete reason in this world, a complete reason in this life. And I want you to know that. I want you to own that. I want you to believe that more than anything in this world. And I want you to also know that I'm here. I'm here cheering you on in such a massive way that I need you to hear you matter in this life, in this world. And it is time for you to completely and totally own that. Now, guys, on a different level, I am so excited to share with you some massive news. I am so grateful to be able to share with you, but also so nervous. If I'm completely open and honest, I have been wanting to do this for a really long time. I kind of started it last year when the pandemic first hit, but that wasn't the time. And I believe that everything happens for a season and a reason. And today, I am just so proud and honored and humbled to be able to tell you that it is official that I have launched my own separate business called Born to Shine. And that has been a business of mine for 2 years now, but just now has it become a come to realization, come to life moment. Because if you head over to borntoshinementorship.teachable.com, again, borntoshinementorship.teachable.com, you will find not one, not two, but three courses that I have put together for you to work with me one-on-one, whether you are working to rebuild your self-love, working to grow in leadership and mentorship and career growth, or if you are just like, Mariah, I want to know all things social media and figure out how to build my platform the way that you did, where I went from 500 followers to over 106,000 followers in less than 6 months. Now, I don't ever say that to brag or boast, but I do say that to give you some real life credibility that I know what I'm talking about, I know what I'm doing, and my job is to now help you be able to do that same thing. So again, if you are in the realm of Beachbody, if you are a coach yourself, if you're a business mentor, if you're an Instagram coach, if you are somebody who are just like, I want to work with Mariah, this is your opportunity. I really took it upon myself to make sure that I had a way for every single human being who connected with me to be able to work with me. And whether or not you are in the Beachbody realm or you are, this is your way to be able to do just that without any other further commitments outside of just working with me. And that brings me so much joy. So I wanted to share that with you. Again, that website was borntoshinementorship.teachable.com, and I'll even put it in the show notes for you so that you can check it out, because there are three individual courses as well as the opportunity to have one-on-one coaching sessions with me. Whatever is a good fit for you, I want you to leap, I want you to go for it, and I want you to know that I'm here for you. So, moving on, in the excitement and the realm of this episode, I really truly wanted to take my own life and put it in a podcast. I wanted to be able to give you the ability to say, Mariah really does practice what she preaches. And one of the things that I really need you to understand is you have to get into the arena. You have to get into the arena. And one of my favorite quotes by Theodore Roosevelt is the reason why I leaped 5.5 years ago. It's not the critic who counts. It's not the man or the woman who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Guys, can I tell you that every time I read that poem, every time I read that, I literally have chills and goosebumps throughout my entire body, because I know that if you are listening to this podcast right now, you are not the gray. You're either black or you're white, but you're not gray, and you hate gray because I hate gray. And what do I mean by that? You're like, Mariah, you're losing your mind. No, what do I mean by that? Because I can't imagine being that cold or timid soul who has never won, but who also has never failed. I don't want to be the person that doesn't know any failures or any defeat and just constantly wins and wins and wins. You will not achieve greatness in this life unless you fail. It's that term that Denzel Washington always says in any great speech that he gives. You have to be willing to fail and fail forward, because the failure is what moves you. But the only way that you will ever fail or not succeed or even truly find victory is if you are willing to get into the arena. So my friends, I need to give you a quick just gut check. Are you sitting on the sidelines of your life right now? Are you sitting on the sidelines of your life being the critic that is literally haggling and cussing and just talking a whole lot of mess, but you're on the outside of your life looking in, criticizing and beating your opponents up? Or are you in the actual arena, on the actual field, willing to be marred? Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to do the hard things? Are you willing to achieve the victory, knowing that it will come with failure, knowing that you will have to suffer defeat? Guys, in this life, I promise you that the most incredible things are on the other side of fear, but also too, the most incredible things on the other side of failure. Failing is probably the greatest achievement I've ever had, because from failure, you learn. From failure, you're able to grow and manifest this feeling of, okay, I've learned, and now I'm growing, and I'm now going to achieve greatness. Guys, when I sit and I look at just my life, the amount of failure I've obtained is astronomical. But the things that everyone else sees are my achievements. But it's because I was willing to get into the arena. So maybe you're looking and you're like, well, I have the job that I want. I have the house that I want. I have the kids. I have the family, yada, yada. But I'm asking you right now, what about your dream? What about the dream that keeps you up at night, the elephant on your chest? And I'll never forget a couple years ago, the elephant on my chest that was waking me up was this podcast. This podcast kept waking me up. I knew that I had this inside me and I wouldn't rest until I did it. And I knew that there was a potential of failure. I knew there was a potential for me not to have a successful platform. I knew that there was a possibility that I wouldn't get anywhere, but I knew I had to try. And 3.5, going on 4 years later, I have ran a very successful podcast, one of the top in the United States and Canada and France, and I am proud of that. But I also understand that dreams continuously happen. And a recent dream of mine that wouldn't lay to rest, that was the elephant on my chest, were these mentorship courses. I knew that I had the ability to help amazing people. And I wanted to help people even within Beachbody who weren't on my team. And I realized I couldn't. I couldn't help them in the way that I knew they deserved to be helped. And then in part of that, people who were no longer or nowhere near the Beachbody realm, how could I help serve them? And this is where literally my Born to Shine mentorship program was birthed. I knew that I was capable. I knew that I wanted it, but I had to get into the arena. And in order to stand into the arena, in the stadium, on the field, and not on the bench or the sidelines, I had to be willing to know that I could possibly fail. And I also had to be willing to know that from that failure meant I was in the arena and I would have to continue to try. I would have to continue to show up day in and day out and show up for myself, because guess what, guys? If you don't fight for your dreams, if you don't work at your dreams, no one else will go after your dreams as hard as you. They're your dreams. You have to fight for them. You have to go after them. You have to be willing to step into the arena and say, this is my mission. This is my goal. This is my dream. This is my life's work, and I am going to achieve it. Now, for those of you who have been on episode after episode after episode, you might recall that I had an episode called Get Into the Arena a couple years back. And it is more true today than it ever has been. And here's why. I have never in my life realized that I have known so many complacent, content human beings. I said to myself the other day, sometimes I just wish I was normal. And when I dissected that statement, I knew I didn't mean it. But I also knew that that really, instead of the word normal, I meant I knew that I wish I had contentment. I wish I knew how to be complacent. But I just don't know how. I don't know how not to dream. I don't know how to not go after something. I don't know how to just sit down and only care about showing up at work, punching a clock, getting in, getting out, and being done. It's not in my line of work to be able to do so, but two, it's not in my DNA. And I realize that there are so many people surrounding me that do that because they are okay being complacent, that they are okay being content. But I don't want you to be that person. I don't want you to be that person, that human that I know, that listen to my podcast, that say, it's okay, complacency is normal, contentment is normal. There's a difference between being grateful and feeling blessed and being content and being complacent. No good things happen in complacency. No big dreams happen in contentment. You have to be willing to stand up and say, I am not okay. And I'm no longer going to act or be okay with not being okay. I am going to change. So right now in this moment, I need you to figure out what brings you joy, what lights your soul on fire, what is your dream, what is your goal, and that is what you need to get in the arena for. You deserve to be in the arena, on the court, in the stadium, not on the sidelines, not on the bench, but in your own life. If you aren't living your own life in the arena, you're not truly living. Whatever dream you have, know that you're good enough. Whatever wish or desire, just know that you can. Whatever belief that you want to achieve, just know that it's possible, because in the word itself, it says, I am possible. You are capable of such incredible things, my friend. And I need you to believe that. But more importantly, I need you to get in the freaking arena. I don't want you to wake up at the end of your life with could-haves, should-haves, or would-haves. I want you to wake up at the end of your life knowing that you tried the hardest, that you did the most, and that you lived out to be exactly who God called you to be. You are enough. You are wanted. You are needed. And you, my friend, are worth living and being in your life's arena.